USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Authorities in Tennessee are still looking for the motive in a Christmas morning bombing in downtown Nashville. Police are testing what could be human remains found near an RV that exploded as the area was being evacuated. Buck McCoy was one of the evacuees who made it out safely. He tells CNN he's thankful he's going to be able to go back into his apartment to grab his cat.
Today we're starting to look for our animals. I was not able to get my cat out. I barely made it out myself. There was glass everywhere. There was large objects. There was wood. There was stuff to climb over, and I was unable to get my cat.
The federal government is heading toward a partial government shutdown on Tuesday unless Congress passes a funding bill. President Trump refusing to sign a $2.3 trillion spending package, saying it doesn't do enough to help struggling Americans. USA Radio News.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.